Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and what we're talking about today, we got a couple of things that we're discussing. One is the government and the state of Minnesota has requested federal aid to rebuild the damaged businesses that they did not protect. So I have two way of thinking. One is don't give them the money. They damaged them. They did not. I mean, they allowed them to be damaged. They did not protect them. Don't give them the money. Except for the people who really get hurt. They'll get hurt a second time are the people that own the businesses. So I'm thinking, okay, they should get some money to help rebuild, but should not get in the hands of the government. Should be directly to the business owners. So that's my thought on that. I'd like your thought on that. Secondly, the Black Lives Matter, the BLM mural, they're calling it a mural. To me, it's a larger version of graffiti. In front of Trump Tower. They're doing it this morning. I want to know your thought about that. To me, it sounds like a petulant little brat who happens to be the mayor of New York trying to get revenge on Donald Trump. All right, let's go to Pete on line 5 in Ontario. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sam, morning. What Trump should do and what all you guys should do, and I know you're retiring soon, Sam, so it's not, you're comfortable and you got a great spot. But if you were just starting out your career, or you were maybe halfway through, even 80% through, you'd say, screw it, I'm out, I'm gone. Buy New York. And you know what? What they should do is Trump gets quarterly payments that he gives to charities, and what he should for his salary, he should, just for the hell of it, without a lot of fanfare, pull half a billion out of his 10 billion. And go individually to those people. Like you said, if that government, this is what they're going to do. They know Trump is not going to give flat-out federal money. If he does, he's a fool for them to fix those businesses, because they'll siphon it down. The only 40% will go back to the businesses, like you insinuated. And what he's got to do is they're Mr. Mean, Mr. Trump wouldn't even give those business owners this and that. But Sandy always reverts back to they're letting it happen.
They did let it happen, and I think they're liable. But either way, the ones that get screwed are the business owners, because even in the course of rebuilding, that takes some time to get back where you were, so they're being punished even during that. Good points, though, Pete. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Wow, buzzy. Pete insinuated that I'd be retiring. Where did he get that?
I have no idea why Pete would say such a thing, but I like hearing from Pete every day.
I'm cut to the quick. What is the quick?
What's cut to the quick?
Yeah, cut to the quick. Is that the little white spot on the back of your fingernail? I think it is. I'm not getting any answer from you, Buzzy, and you usually have all the answers, but I have a feeling you might have a little help from the computer.
Never. I'm so full of information, but cut of the quick.
cut to the quick.
Cut to.
See, that's like when you would cut your fingernails. If you cut all the way to the quick, you'd be all the way to the back of them as opposed to the front. But that's an expression because I want to use expressions we don't use anymore ever since Randy said that Pauling Cars was peeved. And I haven't used the word peeved in decades, and I just thought I'd dig some out of the archives. Let's go to Fred in New Mexico. He's on line one. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Pshaw.
Hi, Fred.
The reason I called was the Minnesota.
Right. They want some money from the feds to rebuild what they didn't protect.
Yes. And I'm thinking, you know, between the city, although they shouldn't, yeah, the city and the state of Minnesota should put their money together, not the feds, or at least match whatever the feds put up.
Yeah, because remember, we say the state government. Who does the state government get their money from? The taxpayers. Who are the taxpayers? The same people that had their businesses burned down because they didn't get protection. So either way, they're screwed, no matter where that money comes from. Even in the long range, even the feds. I mean, they're paying for all of it. It's just a matter of getting some back that they've given to local and federal governments.
Yes, true.
That's the way it is, you know. It's grand how the money changes hand. It all starts with us. The governments themselves don't have a dime. It all comes from us.
Okay. Well, one other thing I wanted to mention is that we're going to have 100 degrees today.
Oh, you're trying to show us off, huh? We're going to be, let's see, today 93, maybe 95, and you're going to 100.
Humidity. Humidity will only be around 4%.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's almost unmeasurable.
Do you have a nice cool place to lounge while the heat is baking the citizens?
Yeah, I'm lucky enough to have a refrigerative air conditioner.
Very nice. All right, got to run. Thank you very much, Fred, in New Mexico. Let's take a break, and we'll return. We've got a lot of good calls lined up on News Radio 930 WBEN. Buzzy, we have a ruling on the Supreme Court that is long awaited. Why don't you lay out the generality for us?
This is, and I'm just reading the banner right now because ABC has yet to give us any information. But according to Fox News, the Supreme Court rules that President Trump must comply with state grand jury subpoena. Now, that's one of the two big decisions we were going to hear today.
Yeah, and keep in mind, grand jury proceedings are secret, and it's very seldom, according to what I've heard, that even gets leaked. So you've got to do that. You see, I don't get anxious about this at all, seeing that the president gets audited practically every year. So it's not like, hey, they're looking to see if he's cheating. I can tell you what they're looking for. They're looking for things they can use against him in a race for the presidency. In other words, did he give a proper percentage to charity? Did he use some people might call a loophole, but if it's there and you use it, that's what business people do. So I'm not too afraid of that. It'll play itself out. But that's the first ruling, is that he has to comply with the state grand jury subpoena, which I think was more or less expected. All right, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Let's go to Frank in Tonawanda, who's on line four. Frank, you're on WBEN.
Well, good morning, Sandy.
Hello there, Frank. Good to talk to you. What do you have for us today?
Well, number one, I truly feel terrible for the merchants in Minneapolis. But you know what? All the money that they're saving on defunding the police, maybe they can redirect that money to the businesses that were destroyed because the police didn't do their job.
You know, that's a good point. Rather than say the police didn't do their job, I think the police were not allowed to do their job. Remember, this all started with the murder of George Floyd. And then after that, they kind of stood down. I think that you're partially right anyway, but that's a good idea. Take that money and transfer it over to a different budget and rebuild the businesses. They should not. I don't know if their normal insurance would cover it because it was a riot, essentially. But they shouldn't be out of business with nothing to show for it.
For sure. And your second question about the, what is it, the mural?
The mural. They're doing it this morning, I guess. A Black Lives Matter mural. All that is spite from one baby to another person, from de Blasio to Trump, just to show him up.
And, you know, on top of it, he's using public funds.
Yeah. Can I put you on hold, Frank, because we have a special report coming up at 22, so we will go to the network.
Breaking news now. News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Special report from ABC News. The U.S. Supreme Court just now ruling that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office can see President Trump's personal finance records. Chief Justice John Roberts, in a 7-2 majority, has rejected the president's claims of absolute immunity from criminal investigative process and affirmed the ability of the Manhattan DA, again, to subpoena the president's financial records. However, the court did return the matter back to a lower court for further proceedings to allow the president to raise further arguments as appropriate. Justice Elena Kagan, during argument, said that no president is above the law. Again, the U.S. Supreme Court ruling the Manhattan District Attorney's Office can't see President Trump's personal finances. However, the matter is being returned back to a lower court for further proceedings to raise further arguments as appropriate. I'm Sherry Preston. This has been a special report from ABC News.
So there you have it. I think that was more or less expected. So it's funny because they rule one way and they say, okay, if you don't agree with that, maybe you'd go to a lower court and bring up some different arguments. You ever say, do you understand how that stuff works? It's really goofy to me. I would think that would be the definitive ruling, but it's nice. He's got some more time. And as I said, I'm not afraid of any impropriety. I think they're just looking for things that they can point a finger to and try and throw another stone at a presidential candidate. Let's go back to Frank, shall we, in Tonawanda. Frank, you're still on WBN. What's going on?
Yeah, we were talking about the mural in New York City. I think he's using public funds, and, you know, part of the public funds that he's using is the $1 billion that he defunded the police. So here we go again. You know, these people, they talk out of both corners of their mouth. You know, he's willing to go, and that's, you know, literally he's putting a blight on his city's name by doing what he's doing, because he is a spiteful and vindictive little child who didn't get his way in the ballpark. So
I mean, he is, and you know, a lot of people desire to live in the city for various reasons. I've been offered, I think, 3 different jobs in New York and said no to all of them because that's not my style at all. But the bottom line is a lot of people love it. I wonder how many love it now. And think about it like this. A lot of people don't even have a car. They rely on public transportation. So they've got to adjust their whole lifestyle with all the stuff that's been going on in the city. I wouldn't want to be walking around and have no security at all. It's one of the tightest cities in the world on gun control, so you don't even have anything to protect yourself with. And those high-rise that everybody was using their life savings for, who wants to live there now? I mean, it used to be terrible. Then it got better with Giuliani, and now it's gone back to terrible.
Yeah, and the de Blasio, unfortunately, he's going to be there until 2021. Like you said, I wish there was some way that they could recall this guy. But you know what? I bet you if he ran for mayor again, he probably would get reelected. Because the people of that city, like I said, any city, you deserve the government. And the people that you voted for to get into government, you deserve, you know, whatever they do once they're in there. So you can't complain after they're in there. You knew what you were dealing with.
Yeah. You know what's funny, Frank? We're all in the same state, but it seems like they're in a different country. And what you said is probably true. If he had to run now, he'd probably still win. You can't figure out what's in their mind. They don't seem to have any logic going on there. It's hard to feel sorry for them when they're letting this happen.
Right. And it always did boggle my mind when people complain after the fact when they have these loonies in government and they're saying, well, they're doing this. Well, who did you vote for or did you even vote? So don't complain about something if you didn't have any money in the game. And if you chose this guy, well, then you have to live with whatever he does. And I've always felt that way, that, you know, when election times come, you have a right and have privilege to go and vote. So don't complain that you don't have time or it's raining outside or it's too cold or whatever it is. You get who you voted for. And that's, I feel sorry for the people of Minneapolis, but they voted for the government that they have there. Same thing in Seattle.
Well said, Frank. Well said, and I think you echo a lot of people's sentiments right now. Thanks for the call. Buzzy, I think we got time for a couple of quick Facebooks, if you will.
Yeah, and we will start with the mural in New York City. That right now is the hottest on the Facebook page. And Jan says, I think it's disgusting. Not the mural. That's fine if that's what people want to do. But the fact that de Blasio thought of all places in New York City to put it in front of Trump Tower, not because of the message. De Blasio actually could care less about the message. He just wants to try to get one in over Trump.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. Have you ever seen a picture of de Blasio when he was younger, Buzzy?
I have not, no.
There's a picture of him online. He looks like he could be Che Guevara, for crying out loud. He's got a huge beard going all the way from the top of his ear down to the cleft of his chin, and he looks like a revolutionary. And then if you've seen a picture of his daughter, oh, my God.
I was just going to say.
She would scare me if I was in a tank. You know, so you can see where their political leanings lie, so to speak. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we want to hear from you. Two main areas, federal money to rebuild the damaged businesses caused by the rioting in Minnesota. That's what they want. And, you know, if we say no, we're not hurting the government. We're really hurting the business owners. So I think we got to say yes. And if we say yes, we'll make sure the government doesn't get their grubby little hands on it. It should be to the owners directly as they apply for it. And many of them are local businesses, family businesses, and I'd like to see the thing get taken care of. We'll take a break on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Got a lot to talk about today, including a request from the state of Minnesota and Minneapolis, perhaps directly as well. They want the federal government to hand over some money so they can repair the damaged buildings that were damaged because of the fact that the police did not protect them during the riot. So the first thing you think of is, well, if we give them the money, are they going to just riot again? And the second thing you think of is it's not really the merchants' fault. They expected the police to be there when they needed them, and they weren't. The police did not protect them. They were derelict in their duty. Now, they were ordered somewhat to stand down, so there are questions of liability and who's going to pick up the tab, and I want to know if you think the Fed should do it. Also, we also want to know, the second question is about the Black Lives Matter mural. Mural. And they're going to put it, and in fact, they should be doing it this morning, in front of Trump Tower. Now, they're doing it for a reason. It's because de Blasio is a spoiled brat and wants to do anything he can to hurt Trump. And so we'll see where that goes. But we'd like your opinion on that. Let us go to Daryl in Medina, which would be line two. Daryl, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, boss.
Hello, Daryl.
Hey, I don't think if I was somebody, well, of course, I don't know how much damage has been done to the buildings in Minnesota. I would definitely not let the state or local have any control over the money, but I would kind of say, why don't you move your business out of that area, period.
Wow, because part of it obviously is Minneapolis, which is a big Midwestern hub for a lot of things. That's, yeah, okay, good point.
Would you do that? All right, okay.
I think I could try that. I don't know if it would work because there's so much, and you're looking to change the whole city. You know, when I lived in Wisconsin, I lived there for 5 years. I've been to Minneapolis many times. I was there for when the Bills played in the Super Bowl, and they have the Skyway Walk, a glass walkway to go from building to building. They have the big ice sculpture contest in the winter. There's a lot of things going on there. I never thought of it as a hotbed of problems, but apparently now, if I were thinking of bringing a convention to town or whatever, I think I'd skip Minneapolis.
All right. Now, getting to the graffiti, I think there's a thing called zoning that needs to be looked at. And if you're putting it on a road, if they're putting it on the road, I'm sure in front of Trump Towers there has to be crosswalks and stuff.
I would think so. And remember, we saw it up close and personal in Washington, D.C. I think that was the first one we saw where the mayor had BLM plastered over a highway. And I don't know exactly how that got resolved, but she was the first one to do it. And I'm thinking, you have squads that go around cleaning up graffiti. How come you're painting one yourself? I don't understand that.
Well, the thing is, it's signage. And
yeah.
The last thing you need and that's a very busy road. Now, are we shutting down a road so they can put this on? You're talking one of the probably one of the busiest streets in New York City.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, they are. I saw pictures on Twitter this morning of them shutting down that section of the road.
So it's lovely. They can bend all the rules, break all the rules, do whatever they want to do simply because they want to do it because they're in charge.
Just remember one thing. He's really screwing with somebody who knows all the building codes and what you can have, the signage, et cetera, et cetera.
True. He's a huge developer in New York City.
And I'm sure Donald got, you know, when you went, every time you went to put a sign up, or any of the guys, when you go to put signs up and stuff, there's certain criteria that has to be followed if you want to put a sign up. I know right here in a small town, you want to put a sign up, you have to get right. I imagine to draw up whatever you're going to do, and it has to be accepted.
Yeah, and you're right. He would be the guy that would know. If anybody would know, it would be him. Thanks for the call. Thank you very much. That's a good point. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to line three. This would be Gabe in Jamestown. Gabe, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy and Joan. It just seems like when my blood pressure goes down, I hear some news that sends it right back up again. The Supreme Court ruling against President Trump. What a surprise there.
Yeah, really. We've had a couple of good ones the last couple of days, but this was a big one everybody was waiting for.
Well, yeah, at Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, they're Trojan horses. I mean, they're supposed to be conservatives, but they usually line up with the liberals. So anyways, before I answer the two questions that you proposed this morning, let me talk about the burning issue of our time.
What's that?
Lettuce and tomato sandwiches. Have you ever ordered a BLT and the bacon isn't done very well and you bite into it and it snaps back at you like rubber?
Yeah, it's the thing about bacon, it's great, it's delicious, smells great, but it's got to be cooked right. I like a little crispy bacon. I don't like the soft bacon like you just described.
Well, when I order a BLT at a restaurant, I make sure the waitress knows I want it well done. I want it crisp, just like...
Oh, yeah, absolutely, sure.
Anyways, getting to those questions you proposed, as far as giving federal aid to those businesses in Minneapolis, I say no unless they're willing to relocate out of Minneapolis.
Some are, you know. I know that during the siege that was going on there, some businesses said that they were going to pack up and go somewhere else. But who knows until it actually happens. And sometimes it's spur of the moment. But if I was if I had a business there, it would always be in the back of my mind. Look how easily they did it this time. They could do it again.
Yeah. Who wants to rebuild a business where you have no police force?
Yeah, I know it. Think about it. Think about what's the purpose of having an alarm? You have an alarm to alert the police. The alarm itself doesn't do anything, but that's what you do. You either alarm yourself and you arm and you take care of it, which isn't recommended, or you call the cops, which is recommended, but there's no cops.
Exactly. Yeah, I would leave the aftermath right there for everyone to see, for the whole nation to see that this is what happens to cities that are run by Democratic administrations. And as far as Black Lives Matter go, they've been totally discredited. They are a insurrection organization. They're a terrorist organization. When you have the president of Black Lives Matter in New York City saying, you give us what we want or we're going to burn the system down. I mean, that says it right there.
So, yeah, it really does. And that got a lot of play when he said that. Later on, he kind of walked it back a little bit because he realized that was a little too incendiary. But you know what's in their manifesto, what's in their mind.
Exactly. De Blasio has not come out of adolescence. He failed to come out of adolescence. He's still a rebellious 16-year-old. So as far as that mural goes in front of Trump Towers, that's really the best advertising to get President Trump reelected. People sitting at home watching all this insanity, they're going, this, I can't vote for this. Why in the world would you want to vote for Democrats who, instead of building things up and standing up for law and order, want to tear everything down? Who would want to? I mean, no one with any common sense would vote.
Well, I'm with you. I mean, I don't know how you could live like that. That's the way it is now without law and order. I don't know how you have an everyday life. Good points. I sense your passion, too. Thank you for the call. Let's see. How about Don in Lancaster, who's on line one? Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Don. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. If Beamer's keeping record, I am also pro crisp BLT sandwich. So
I never started something here. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it might sound heartless, but you know, with the Minneapolis and federal money, I don't believe any federal money should be given. Federal help was given and offered, and that was called the National Guard.
That's right. Yeah, it was offered and rejected, right?
And they wouldn't have needed the money in the first place. So, you know, if they need the money, I think it's die in the vine. Let Minneapolis, let the state take care of it, cut programs. It's no different than your friend Cuomo with the asking for money for COVID.
They're going to have to. The state is going to have to rebuild that. You can't have your biggest city, Minneapolis, in there where all of the conventions come and the ice sculpture contests and all kinds of things happen there. And you can't leave. I wish they would leave one up and show it as an exhibit, but they can't afford to do that. Not if they want any tourist money and any kind of money at all for people who would come here on vacation. They've got to fix it, and I think they would be forced to pay for it themselves.
Well, yeah, and depending on the area, is that a convention area? You know, if you look at our convention center, it's not on the east side. So, you know, really.
Well, going to the Super Bowl, unless that's changed because they have a new stadium, that was right in the middle of Minneapolis, as I recall. And I've been to Minneapolis before and remembered the skywalk, the glass walkways between the buildings of downtown. That was all downtown, as I recall. Now, they have a new stadium, so a new since I've been there, so I don't know about that. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to a couple of Facebooks, if we can, before we go to the break.
All right, Sandy, speaking of that mural in front of Trump Tower on Facebook, James, different than our Jimmy, James says, I would expect nothing less of Mayor de Blasio. Don't focus on the actual issue, but try to get one up on your enemy. It's hard to believe that Cuomo and de Blasio don't like each other. They're very similar.
Yeah, they don't like each other, and neither of them like the president. So how's that for an unholy trio? You got Donald Trump, the president of the United States and a major builder for the city. He doesn't like either of them. They don't like him. So you got three people who, you know, usually threesomes are joyful. This threesome is not so joyful. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, another, please.
Sherry says, Mayor de Blasio, it's no wonder Mayor de Blasio was voted in the mayorship by the people of New York. It's hard to believe not 20 years ago, Rudy Giuliani was the mayor of New York City and George Pataki was the governor.
Yeah, you know, we're all personal. We have personal investments. I was hoping to get back to New York to get some fabulous New York bagels, but that's not enough to get me to get on a plane or a train or an automobile down to the city. I think the city goes through cycles, and Giuliani got it to a good place. And since then, with guys like Bloomberg, guys like, the ones they have now, not so good. I wish he was still back there, but he isn't. One more before the break, please.
Yeah, Cindy says, as if Trump isn't one of the very few who is actually doing something to improve black lives and all lives, why don't they go to Al Sharpton's house and paint it there? What's the last thing he's actually done to improve black lives in America?
That's a good point. I never thought of that. Yeah, paint it there in Sharpton's driveway. If he has a driveway there or the road in front of his house. That would be very, very nice, but doing it in front of Trump Tower just to cause problems. And if I were a member of Black Lives Matter, I would not consider that a positive. It seems like it's being used as a payback. It seems like it's not being given proper respect as an organization and more used as a punitive measure between two guys that just don't seem to like each other. So we have that. That we also have the federal money to rebuild the damaged businesses that were caused by the police not being able to respond to them. And so the management of the city made a decision not to help, and now I think they got to pay. I think that there's a price to be paid. Let's see. Buzzy, what would you do with the mural? Would you just paint over it if you got sick of it? Would you just have to live with it? What do you think the reaction's going to be? People aren't going to come there like tourists to see it, I can tell you that.
Well,
what do you think?
And that is probably one thing. I mean, early on, I'm sure a lot of people will try to get an Instagram picture or, you know, do it for Twitter. Here's what I'm hoping the president's reaction is, Sandy. Nothing. Because that's the only reason Mayor de Blasio has done this, is he wants a reaction.
Trying to go to him. Think about it like this. Does de Blasio know that Trump doesn't live there anymore? He moved to Florida. Doesn't he know that?
You would think so. I mean, there was a big deal made of that. You think de Blasio may have gotten the memo.
Yeah. What's he going to do? Go down to Mar-a-Lago and be the mayor of New York and painting things in Florida? I don't think that's going to work.
Using New York's money? I wouldn't put that past him. Don't give him these ideas, Sandy.
Yeah, I don't. I'm too creative for getting even. All right, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. Having fun today? Well, of course. It's Beach and Company.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.